Story number 116, How We Can Live Forever. Can you tell what the little girl and her friends are reading? Yes, it is this very book that you are reading, my book of Bible stories. And they are reading the very story that you are, How We Can Live Forever. Do you know what they are learning? First, that we need to know about Jehovah and His Son Jesus if we are to live forever. The Bible says, this is the way to live forever. Learn about the only true God and the Son He sent to earth, Jesus Christ. How can we learn about Jehovah God and His Son Jesus? One way is by reading my book of Bible stories from beginning to end. It tells a lot about Jehovah and Jesus, doesn't it? And it tells a lot about the things that they have done and the things that they will yet do. But we need to do more than just read this book. Do you see the other book lying on the floor? It's the Bible. Have someone read to you the parts from the Bible on which the stories of this book are based. The Bible gives us the full information we need so that we can all serve Jehovah in the right way and get everlasting life. So we should make it a habit to study the Bible often. But just learning about Jehovah God and Jesus Christ is not enough. We could have lots and lots of knowledge about them and their teachings, and yet not gain everlasting life. Do you know what else is needed? We also need to live in harmony with the things we learn. Do you remember Judas Iscariot? He was one of the 12 that Jesus chose to be his apostles. Judas had a lot of knowledge about Jehovah and Jesus. But what happened to him? After a while, he became selfish, and he betrayed Jesus to his enemies for 30 pieces of silver. So Judas will not receive everlasting life. Do you remember Gehazi, the man we learned about in story number 69? He wanted to have some clothes and money that did not belong to him. So he told a lie to get these things. But Jehovah punished him. And he will punish us too if we do not obey his laws. But there are many good people who always serve Jehovah faithfully. We want to be like them, don't we? Little Samuel is a good example to follow. Remember, as we saw in story number 55, he was only 4 or 5 years old when he started serving Jehovah at his tabernacle. So no matter how young you are not too young to serve Jehovah. Of course, the person we all want to follow is Jesus Christ. Even when he was a boy, as shown in story number 87, he was there in the temple talking to others about his heavenly Father. Let's follow his example. Let's tell as many people as we can about our wonderful God Jehovah and his Son Jesus Christ. If we do these things, then we will be able to live forever in God's new paradise on earth.